Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. He's good.
He's good. Wow. Well, what an amazing time that we... I keep turning it two different directions and still I'm not getting a reading. How about that? Is that better? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, I'm going to keep talking. All right. So, we celebrated the Hebrew New Year four months ago on the calendar. And so the world recognizes January as the beginning. But you know, we already got a head start on that. Who knows what I'm talking about? We already got a head start on that. But what I want to share with you today is a little different in that to celebrate this newness, we have an apostle who I took the mantle. He was running and I had to kind of catch up to him and he threw it back there for me to grab it. And I grabbed it, but the work really was done. All that groundwork was really done by him. We have the blessing of having him here in our midst. Hallelujah. Still here. So I got to acknowledge my dad, Apostle Dr. Will T. Washington. Yes. This work, I gotta acknowledge this vision of having a ministry that just teaches the word, just grabs hold of truth and just spreads truth. And one of those truths, of course, is the name Yeshua. So we've established churches. He's established churches throughout the United States. And I believe that we have now 11 churches in Africa. Hallelujah. Yeah. 13 churches. Come on now. 13 churches in Africa. So listen, I'm not doing that to exalt him because he doesn't want all that. What he wants is the work to be done. He's always been about the work. He's always been about the truth. He's always been about... sincerity and he's always been a no nonsense man. You know, give me the truth without the nonsense. I love that. Who wants truth without nonsense? There's a lot of nonsense out there. But what I want to share with you today is I'm speaking about him because even I spoke on some of the things that were happening in the world and some of the pitfalls. Because the word warns us about things that would happen in the last days. And we have a tendency to think that those things are just happening to people in the world. But the church is very susceptible to those things. There are things that go on in the church that affect the church. So just like the apostles of old, our apostle has written a letter to the churches. And so he asked the churches, the pastors, to share that letter. Today, on this first Sunday of 2018, where we are exalting Yeshua to the extreme, right? And when you're exalting Yeshua to the extreme, I don't know about you, but I know from my experience that anything that is worth having, you're going to have some resistance. Who knows what I'm talking about? You have some stuff that was you knew it was worth going, but then you're set up with what? Resistance, opposition. And that comes in the form of obstacles the enemy tries to put in front of you. And it also comes in the form of people at times. Somebody said most of the time. That's why the word told us, the word warned us, we're not wrestling. See, but you get that part, but it's the part before that. It's the wrestling part. So the wrestling part tells us we're going to be toiling. We're going to have opposition. You know, and then the saints have a nerve to get discouraged because you face opposition. That's part of the territory. Tell your neighbor, that comes with the territory. It's like getting enlisted in an army and then you're mad when you have to go to combat. I mean, that is what army means, Air Force means. It comes with the job. So when you signed up, come on, y'all. When you signed up to be a believer in the name of Yeshua and his salvation and his gospel, you signed up for an army. You signed up for? Now, there's a couple people that know the song that they wrote about it. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier
in the army.
I'm a soldier
in the army.
Yeah, I'm a soldier
in the army.
I got my war clothes on. I got my war clothes on in the army. Come on now. even the folks that wrote that song back in the day, they knew that we were what? We're soldiers. And soldiers are at what? Most of the time. Listen, you're a soldier in your life. You have to soldier on through things. You have to battle. You got to come against things. But the beauty is that we've been told, and we got to believe this, that we've already won. We already got the victory. Wait. I only heard one person that believed they got the victory. Okay. And listen, your response is not a response to me. Get that out of your... I don't want to clap. No. Your response is to Yahweh. When he says something, he's looking for a response from you. You're going to be like, I done heard that before. Are you going to be like, yes, I know I got the victory. And see, that's how I feel. I feel like when we grab hold of something, we got to be like bold and tenacious and boldacious about it. I got truth. I'm holding on to truth. You can't tell me no different. I know what Yahweh's done. So that is my response. Don't mess with me. Because I'm a child of the Most High God. And so this is why I'm saying this is because when we face a little bit of pushback or opposition, we have a tendency to get discouraged. Come on, don't do it. And I explained last week that, listen, that resistance is right. The highest resistance is that you're going to get is right before the breakthrough comes. It's right before it. It's a scientific fact. Before something breaks, it stresses all the way to the end and then boom. And so you have to understand that your breakthrough is always imminent. It's imminent. You say it's got to happen. You say it about whatever your situation is. What? It's got to happen. And so everything that we do in this ministry is about Yahweh's word and what Yahweh says. And so Apostle was moved to share a lesson through because I believe it's a lesson, actually. It's a letter, but it's a lesson in the letter. And so if you want to go to the extreme in 2018, I am going to share this letter. It might seem strange that I'm sharing this letter and he's here. But that's the way it's supposed to be. Because what I am doing is I am proclaiming that I agree 1,000% with what the letter is talking about, first and foremost. And then you know you will get an opportunity for him to come back and tell you, reaffirm that himself. So today we're going to read the letter as all the other churches are doing. And so it says all bishops, pastors, evangelists, deacons, all the saints that are in Yeshua, the stone, the chief cornerstone, the stone that supports the doctrine of salvation, the church of Yahweh. I am pressed in the spirit to write this letter to all the churches. I was grieved to learn that at this critical time, there is dissension among some of you to the degree that it is affecting some churches and church membership in this critical time of these last days. And I'm going to stop and add my commentary because, listen, this is not the time to get distracted. This is not the time to jump ship. This is not the time to give up. He told us that the times would be like this, but he was like, listen, don't forsake coming together. Don't forsake that assembling, because especially when you see the day approaching, because what? We need more power. And power comes in unity. Power comes in us coming together. And if we all come together with the same mindset, tell your neighbor, unstoppable. But the enemy, he wants to try to stop. That's what he does. And so it says, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled at a rapid pace. Wars in Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Africa, and the Ukraine, and all over the globe, violence and murder, mass shootings here in America. Violent storms are destroying whole areas, as well as earthquakes in diverse places. Prophecy concerning truth is fully fulfilled. Let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, the 59th chapter. And in Isaiah 59, because this is all, what we're talking about is all word. It says, in transgressing and lying against Yahweh and departing away from Yahweh, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Talking about a time there's going to be what? Just lies, untruths. And the judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Truth is discarded. And it's like, are you serious? Do you really believe that bald-faced lie? And we're at a time, even in our society, that the lie is the thing. And the word told us that there'd be a time where truth would be kicked into the street. Nobody wants to hear truth. And equity cannot enter. The volume of the truth, the things that the benefits that the truth would provide cannot enter in an atmosphere where lies are exalted. This is times that we're living in. So 15 says, yea, truth faileth. Truth was not designed to fail. Truth was designed to prevail. But if everybody's lying, how can truth prevail? And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. We're talking about times like this. So Apostle says, in times like these, people began to look for hope. So go to Romans really quickly, 8:19. You're looking for something in all of that craziness, all of that foolishness, all of that prevailing of lies. People looking for hope, and the hope that we find in Romans, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. Why? Because they're going to bring the truth. We are the sons and daughters of Yahweh in Yeshua. Tell your neighbor, we are the sons and daughters of Yahweh in Yeshua. That's who we are. We are those that bring what? Truth. We bring 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 truth. We are the new creatures, the offspring of Yahweh. We have restored the last crucial, essential aspect of salvation, which is the name of Yeshua. That true name means he will save, he will rescue, he will deliver. That's what Yeshua's name means. We are the only force in the world that can hold back the spirits of total destruction. Why? Because we have what? We have the truth. And in the name is what? Truth. Who believes that we have truth? It's not lies. It's not made up stories. It's not our own doctrine. Get out of here. This is the truth. This is from the word. And he said that there was going to be a time when that would be lost. And so when you think about what's holding this together is our belief as a church of Yahweh in Yeshua, keeping us from total destruction, because there's a remnant out there that's got my name. Before I come, I want that to proliferate throughout the world. And I believe that that name will proliferate throughout the world. That we will have the gospel of Yeshua proclaimed around the world. And guess what? We already starting to do it around the world. It's already coming to pass. So it says, it does not surprise me, and nor should it surprise you, that we have become a prime target. Your belief in Yeshua and his name has made you a target. Turn around to that neighbor. You see that on my back? They can't tell you because they done turned around. But, you know, we get into this woe is me kind of thing. But when you are a bringer of something powerful, the enemy's hating on you. You're a target. And so this is what it says. Don't be surprised that we have become a prime target of Satan to divide and distract our body from its main purpose. Saying amen or aman. Some folks mad that the amen folks is mad that the other folks are saying aman. And then the aman folks are mad that the other folks are saying amen. That is a stupid trick of the enemy to try to divide us. Amen or aman, I don't care. It's still said, it still is, it is so.
That's right.
So you amen folks, stop getting mad at the amen folks. And you amen folks, stop being like, why they gotta say that? Listen, they decided to walk in. Some people say tomato, some people say tomato. We all know that it's an orange fruit or red. But can you believe that there's bickering amongst the saints just because of that?
Yes.
We only shared aman because that was the root word, the Hebrew word for what we were saying it is, so it's confirmed. So if you've been saying amen all your life, go ahead. But if I decide to walk in Amman, don't be hating on men. Don't let the enemy use that as a tool to divide us. Can we agree?
Somebody said Amman. Somebody said amen.
But see, Apostle acknowledging that, why are we getting caught up in that? Or some churches having all the facilities or program as others, or that some don't grow as fast as other churches that are in Jesus' name. So some people are out there saying that, well, looky there, they got 10,000 folks and y'all got, they saying Jesus and y'all saying Yeshua, but look how big they are. That's there. Somebody said it. These are distractions. But make no mistake, my brothers and sisters. The main target is the name of Yeshua, which has been his target from the beginning. The enemy knew that there's power in the name of Yeshua. Beginning in Acts 4th chapter, 17th verse, the Yehudian council called the disciples saying, and you can go to Acts 4, 17 or write it down if you want to, but it says, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Stop using that name. Henceforth, he threatened that they speak to no man. Oh my God. So, understanding this, people, Satan cunningly causes some to think that since he or she knows the name, now they can attend a Jesus name church. Because now that you know the name, that, you know, I can just take that and I can go anywhere I want to go. I go to Jesus name church. Because they know the true name. What a deception. Shaul faced somewhat the same situation in the early church. Some Jews or Yehudim thought that they could return to the Hebrew faith after receiving Yeshua. And go to Galatians, the second chapter, the 18th verse. And this is what people say. I know who he is. Now I can go back to the Yehudim religion. That's what they believe. Galatians 2nd chapter 18th verse says, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. I've built this thing up, right? The belief in Yeshua and the name, the other name I what? I destroyed it. But if I go back to what I destroyed, then I make myself what? What was the reason to go there in the first place? Why go higher to go lower? Notice, if we go back to something that is untrue and or below that which Yahweh has elevated us to, we willingly become a transgressor. And the Greek word for that is parabates. One who has stood beside, then oversteps the prescribed limits. In Galatians, the 4th chapter, and you can go there, the 4th chapter, the 9th verse. Galatians 4:9. The Apostle Shaul states, that the believer who does those things has turned again to the weak and beggarly elements. What does it say? Whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? If I go backwards, what happens? I'm going to weak. I'm going to beggarly. So where so you desire again to be what? In bondage? A place where the truth was not spoken or fully developed? Psalms 11, 3. States, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Can we all agree? Who is the foundation? Yeshua is the chief cornerstone. He is the foundation from which everything is what? Built upon. It rests right there. So if we destroy that, what does the building become? If you tear down the foundation, the building becomes shaky, unstable. And if we look at some of our lives, maybe we haven't recognized that Yeshua is the foundation. Because if there's no stability, you need to check your foundation. We all have to check our what? Foundation. But if Psalms is basically, what can righteous people do if we destroy the foundation? So when we go to Ephesians, the second chapter, and I'm walking you through this because it's important. Ephesians 2:19 states, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but we're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yahweh." 20th verse says, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets." It's the apostolic what? Doctrine. I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about, hey, this is the apostolic doctrine. We're teaching what the apostles was what? They taught that. And so it says what? We and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yeshua Mashiach himself being the what? So he says, my brothers and sisters in Yeshua, do not try to judge whether or not you are blessed of Yahweh by the size and membership growth of the church.
Thank you.
Let me say that again. My brothers and sisters in Yeshua, do not try to judge whether or not you are blessed of Yahweh by the size and membership growth of the church. Yeshua said, go to Matthew 7 chapter, the 13th verse. Matthew 7:13. See, we got either you believe this word is true or you think that we just shucking and jiving. The word says, enter ye at the for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. So you look at situations and say, hey, there's a whole lot of people there. It must be something going on. I cannot fathom how something cannot good cannot be going on when I see the crowds and the throngs. They told us.
There's a wide gate for that. And it may seem like a whole lot of people is there. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And there's going to be a lot of people there. And a lot of people are going to find that. But what does 14 say? Any of you at the straight? 14 says what? Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way. How many people were at a narrow way? There's a song about the narrow way. I'm going to find that song. But are there as many people in the narrow way as there is at the Broadway? Sounds good when people say, oh, you can do what you want to do. Hey, you know, it's... Come on, he loves you. You serve a God that's loving. No matter what you do, he got you. Stop tripping. It don't take all that. Wow. There's going to be just a few people. It says, narrow is the way that leads into life, and few there be that find it. But I look among us, and I say, thank you, Yahweh, for the faithful few. Thank you. He says, my brothers and sisters, I could have grown a large church. Not that I exalt myself as being something, yet I know that I have not come up short of other pastors. I too have abilities and the power to persuade and influence people. If he wanted to, he could have, you know, given a show and told you what you wanted to hear. He could have been that one that, you know, gives the gospel of the itching ears. Word talks about people at the last day, people got itching ears. They just want to hear certain stuff. And guess what? There's a whole lot of people out there that will scratch. But he said, I'm giving you truth. Right. I could have given you some sweet nothings. But I chose the way of truth. I chose the way of righteousness. I chose that way. And he says, I can say the same about you pastors of Christian Community Center Churches International. All of them men of education and abilities. They have, as I have, chosen the way of truth. Do not scorn them because they choose truth.
Okay, that's right.
Don't scorn them and talk about these pastors who have given their life to truth just because they have chosen truth. If they wanted to get out there and holler and grab a leg, and they could have done that. But they chose truth. They chose truth. We chose truth. And therefore, we chose truth. We're standing in truth. And I imagine that you all stuck around here because you chose truth too. It says, rather honor them, help them, because they have sacrificed much to preach the gospel of Yeshua. They are servants of Yahweh, thereby being servants to you also. They labor in love for you. They have given up their earthly ambitions to serve Yahweh and to serve you. Treat them with love and respect. If you do that, Yahweh will bless you and your families. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
And he says, I write these things not to condemn you, but rather to encourage you.
to encourage you and to put you in remembrance of these things that you already know. We are soldiers. We are the soldiers, the true kingdom warriors. Yahweh has trusted us to place in the foundation, the last stone, the essential stone, and the chief cornerstone that has been missing from the building since the era of the apostles. We of this organization have been given this honor to restore the last aspect of truth and to restore the apostles' doctrine that the enemy had covered through the Catholic Church. He trusted Martin Luther to restore the faith, the truth of the faith in the Savior and not the Pope. Somebody gonna get mad about that, but that's the truth. The truth of the faith in the Savior, Yeshua, and not the Pope. We bring a truth, y'all. And sometimes truth is uncomfortable. Well, what they gonna think about that? I really don't care what they think about that because it's the truth. Only Yeshua can forgive sin and bring salvation. The priest can't do it.
That's right.
The Pope can't do it. Only Yeshua can do it. Say that with your mouth. Only Yeshua can do it. People don't like that. But if I tell, the Pope is okay, he can do it, then people come rushing. He's a Christian too. We bring in truth. So you might ask, what did he call the Savior? One thing that we know, it could not have been Jesus, the name Jesus, since the J was not introduced to the English until 1632 AD. Martin Luther was persecuted and excommunicated, and excommunicated means to ban or cast out, from the so-called church. What if he had said, well, I know the truth, so I can be in the Catholic Church and not talk about the issue of justification by faith? We today would not know the truth about who brings salvation. Approximately 380 years later, the truth of receiving the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, was brought to Azusa Street, right here on the West Coast. 64 years later, the gifts of the Spirit were restored. 32 years after that, the true name of our Savior, Yeshua, was preached on South Broadway by Apostle Dr. Will T. Washington. And the first baptism in Yeshua's name took place there. Yahweh trusted me, your apostle, to restore the final piece to make the gospel of salvation complete again. In doing so, he trusted you. Our faith is in his name. And our faith in his name must grow. Our faith is in his name, the name Yeshua. And our faith in his name must grow. We are living in the last days. Wars and rumors of wars. The death angel is released in the world. Death reigns all over the world. Bombings, mass shootings, confusion. People just don't know what to do. The lines between lies and truth have been blurred. Fulfilling the prophecy in Yeshayahu that we talked about earlier, 59:13-14. Satan and his angels' attack on the church have caused confusion and division to the church and even us. My brothers and sisters, this is not the time to back up. But rather, it's time to step up and begin to use the tools that are given us, prayer, the word, and the name of Yeshua. Prayer, the word, and the name of Yeshua. Prayer, the word, and the name of Yeshua. Say this with me. Prayer, the word, and the name of Yeshua. It's time for each church to begin to fast and pray. We cannot, we must not let Satan win and block the church and the name of Yeshua. Yeshua saw this day coming, and he tried to tell us, the church of Yeshua, know that no matter how bad the situation seems, we yet have the power over the evil one. He said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, Nasaim, and scorpions, Akrabim, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Sometimes we have to be like David and encourage ourselves in Yeshua. You know, that's so true. Because the enemy tries to discourage you. But we have to be like David. When we all by ourselves, encourage. I tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. That's the truth. We look for other people to encourage us, but you got to encourage yourself. And it says, I am a son or daughter of Yahweh and Yeshua. I am called in the name of Yeshua. That's you encouraging yourself. Sometimes you got to say to yourself, I am a son and daughter of Yahweh and Yeshua. And I am called in the name of Yeshua. No matter what's going on, I'm called in the name of Yeshua. No matter what is said, I am what? In the name of Yeshua. Not only that, you got to say this. Satan has no power over you. Say that again. I will not let him separate me from my church and my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need to hear you say that. Unfortunately, these are some things that were said. The convention that was so blessed was seemed by some as a show. As the apostle of 4CI, I presided over the convention, so I ask you to testify against me. When have you seen me put on a show? I have honored Yahushua in all I do and have tried to set an example of truth and righteousness for you. But know this, what I taught in our convention was the same message that was taught by the apostle. Now that the name of Yeshua has been restored, it should not surprise us the doctrine of the manifestation of the new creature. The new creature in Yeshua be restored also. For only through the name can the doctrine of the true sons and daughters of Yahweh be restored. Satan uses what we think of as harmless gossip to insert his evil spirits of division that begin to accuse the brethren. And that's what Satan has always been. He's been an accuser of the brethren. That's why it says, woe when people say good things about you, because usually, you know, if you're saying anything worth anything, people are talking against you. Let us stop the talk. And let's begin to pray. Let us make things right with one another. Let us forgive one another. Let us love one another. If any brother has wronged us, let us forgive them. Let us suffer the loss rather than to lose the brother or sister. As for me, if anyone has said or done anything evil against me, this is apostle speaking, I forgive that brother or sister. I write to you not only as your apostle, but also as a brother in Yeshua.
That's right.
If a brother or sister has left the church, let us seek them out and tell them how much we love them in Yeshua. Mm-hmm. That we need them with us in this great work in these last days. For when Yeshua comes, he will not be ashamed. I pray that you will earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Also, Shaul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. And let us press for the mark of the high calling in Yeshua. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, you have given me great joy over the years, seeing your commitment and labor and sacrifice. I trust you. I know you will continue in love and dedication to Yeshua and his name. I believe that you love me and trust me as your apostle. I am humbled by that thought. As this letter is being read in every assembly, my spirit through this letter will be present in unity with you. Please, I beg you to consider what I say in Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost will give you the understanding. Forever in Yeshua, Apostle Will T. Washington. Woo! Christian.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I want you to grab the person's hand next to you. And if you, again, if you have to cross the aisle, you just want to pray in unity here. We want to show the unified front that we have. The fact that we have our brothers and our sisters here. The fact that we believe in the name of Yeshua.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, so.
We believe in the power that is in that name.
Hallelujah.
He told us in scripture, in all that we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Yeshua, giving thanks by the Father by him. We can't do anything unless we have Yeshua as our foundation. We can't do it in word or in deed. So what we're asking is a commitment in trusting and believing and increasing our faith in the name Yeshua. I want someone to bring me a microphone. A handheld. And what we have the benefit of having here in our midst is we apostles here. I want him to pray over us. And in that, I want him to also not just this church, but he's praying over all the churches. And we are standing in agreement with him. So let's go before you.
Father Yahweh. In the mighty name.
Yes.
We come to you as a body. As the body of Yeshua. As the called one, Shelah, who are called out, that we might proclaim the true gospel of the name of Yeshua. We thank you. We pray for all of the brothers and the sisters throughout the nation and Africa.
Yay, what's up?
that their faith would grow more and more in the name of Yeshua. And that we might see the great army of Yahweh proclaiming the truth throughout the world for those who have been weak in the faith. We ask for strength for them. For your word said, when we are weak, he is strong. Become their strength. That they too might grow in wisdom and understanding in your word and in the name of Yeshua. We come against every evil spirit that is trying to bring division among us. For Yeshua said, in my name you shall cast out evil spirits. Therefore, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we cast those spirits out. Hallelujah, in the name of Yeshua. Whether it be Jackson, or whether it be Atlanta, or whether it be Upper Marlboro, whether it be Seattle, whether it be Los Angeles,
Macomb,
we come against those spirits of evil, and we cast them down to the ground, breaking them to pieces in the name of Yeshua. From this point on, Father, let the church of Yeshua begin to move.
Hallelujah.
We proclaim victory. Victory.
Victory.
Yeshua. Yeshua.
Victory.
In the name of Yeshua. Let love reign among us. Let forgiveness be a doorpost of our churches. And forever, let the name of Yeshua reign.
Hallelujah.
The word of Yahweh said, it is the highest name in this world, but also in that which is to come. We thank you. We bow our knees unto the Father of our Yahushua Mashiach, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And Father, we pray that you would share with us, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened in might, in your spirit, in the inner man. That Yeshua dwell in our hearts. And that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to grab hold of and possess as our own the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height in Yahweh. And to know the love of Yahweh that passeth understanding, that we may be filled with all the fullness of Yahushua. thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We praise you.
Praise you, Father Yahweh.
May Yeshua's name be exalted.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To the extreme.
Yes.
In 2018. We dedicate ourselves. To proliferating the name of Yeshua. We give you glory and
honor. Glory.
In Yeshua's mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Standing with it. You say this. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Get that in your spirit. This is how we fight our battles. Come on. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. Hey. This is how we fight our battles. Yeah. It may look like, say, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. One more time, it may look. Now say, this is how I